Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Well, let's bring on your runners up first. We're going to start off with the guy in Maine who robbed a bank, ran across the street, across four lanes of traffic, into a parking lot, a restaurant parking lot, and slipped on a patch of ice, fell face first, looked up, and standing over him was a policeman.
That's like a TV show or so.
Then our other runner-up today. And now this guy probably would normally win it, but this story actually happened a few years ago, and it's just being heavily reported on now. This is the telemarketer from Jamaica, who he's one of those guys who calls up old people and says, hey, he runs a scam, you know. I won $70 million in the lottery. You probably have had this email. If you give me $50,000, I'll give you half of the winnings. So he calls up this 90-year-old guy and tells the old guy, here's the deal. Here's how it's going to work. And the old guy's like, well, I don't know if I really want to do that. And then he says, well, you better or I'll shoot you. Yeah, he'd say, you're going to shoot the old man. The old man said, well, all right. 90-year-old guy says, I think I can do something about that.
Let me talk to my personal banker.
Call me tomorrow.
And then you call me tomorrow, and I'll have that ready.
Well, the 90-year-old guy happened to be the former CIA and FBI director, William Webster. So
He's got friends in high places.
Yeah, well, the next day when the guy called, he was introduced to the FBI and the CIA. This guy
and he was SOL.
Is in jail right now where he belongs. But our 9:30 knucklehead.
As if that guy could be surpassed.
The 9:30 knucklehead winner today is going to go to the guy who set mom's house on fire over a box of crackers.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
As reported out of Atlanta in DeKalb County, Georgia, where a man got into an argument with his brother and his mother. His mother's 61 years old. The guy in question is 32. So I imagine his other brother is about that age. But they start arguing. The one brother is intoxicated. And so he locks his mom and his brother into the house. Starts pouring the gasoline all over the front steps, tosses the match, trapping the two inside. The brother has to lower his mother down from the second story window and then get himself out safely. What started the whole thing? Where he trapped his mom and brother in the house and lit it on fire? A box of Cheez-It snack crackers is what did it. The man who started the fire, described as 32 years old, was taken into custody. And they're still processing what charges to face him with. But a box of Cheez-Its was it.
That Cheez-It dust is really good. That stuff, that you know, you're talking about potato chips the other day, you know, when you get to the bottom of the thing and you want to.
There's people that sell broken potato chips now. That's the thing. Drinkable potato chips.
The bottom of the Cheez-Its, that debris on the inside of the bag. I know people. I'm not saying I was one, but I know people who will flip that plastic bag inside out and then just
lick the inside.
Lick the dust. Lick the Cheez-Its dust out of there. Our 9:30 knucklehead winner, thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Who are these stooges you speak of?
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers, including live music every week. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Rockfishgrill.com for full menu and event schedule. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.